Somebody who makes the netter not to benefit from his friend, and the person who made the netter doesn't have what to eat, and the friend wants to provide for him without the other one being over on his netter. He can give the food to a third party as a gift, and then that third party can give the food to the person who made the net. Now, as we saw in the previous parrot, this is only mutter b'dieved in a case where the person who made the netter doesn't have what to eat. Ma'isa be'echad b'beit choyren shahaya aviv mudur heimenu hana. Now, the Gemara said the Mishnah is missing a little bit, and should read like this, that when do we say that the person who he made the netter from can give the food to a third party, and then the person who makes the netter can take the food from that third party? That is only if the gift was a real gift. But if the gift is a fraud, he didn't really want to give it to the third party at all, then it would be also for the person who makes the netter to benefit from that food. Now the Mishnah gives an example of a case where somebody gives a matana, and the matana was really a fraud. That there was a maisa and somebody who lived in Beit Chorin, that his father made a netter not to benefit from the son, and the son was marrying off his son, and he wanted his father to benefit from the suitor that he was making. And the son says to his friend, Chatzir u'se'uda nesunin lach b'matana, I am giving the chatzir and the suda, where I am marrying off my son to you as a gift, v'einan l'fanecha ele k'dei she'yavo abba v'yochal imanu b'suda. I'm only giving it to you in order that my father could come and eat with us in the suda. It is not a true gift. It is only a fraud. Amar lo. So the person who was receiving the gift said to him, Im shalihem, if you are giving them to me, harehen muktashin l'shamayim, I want to be maktash. Amar lo. So the son said to him, Lo nasati eshali shetakdishem l'shamayim. I was not giving you what belongs to me in order that you should be maktash. Amar lo. So the person who received the gift said, Lo nasata li eshocha el eshetehe ata v'avicha oichlen v'shaisim u'mitzratin zelezeh. You only gave me what belonged to you in order that you and your father should be able to eat and drink and enjoy each other's company, and the sin of being over on the netter will be hanging over his head. And when this maisa came in front of the chachamim, Amru, the chachamim said, any gift which is not a true gift, only a fraud, that the person who received the gift cannot be magdish, that the person who gave the gift did not mean to give a true gift, that he does not allow the person who received it to be magdish, is not a true matana. So therefore, in this case, the father would not allow to benefit from the son's suda. Somebody who makes a netter not to eat boiled foods is allowed to eat roasted foods and overcooked foods. Now, even though in the Torah, something that is roasted is also called mevushel, as far as nedarim is concerned, we don't take into account how the Torah uses the term. We only take into account how the term is generally used and understood by people. And since people don't generally call something that is roasted mevushel, therefore he is mutter to eat something that is sweet. Amar kainem tavshol she'eni ton. Somebody makes a netter, offering on himself like a korban, from tasting any tavshol. Now, tavshol are generally used to refer to something that is eaten together with bread. So therefore, asur b'maisei kedera rach. He is not allowed to eat a soft-cooked food such as soup, which is generally eaten with bread. Umutur ba'adah. But he is allowed to eat a thicker cooked food. Umutar bebetas tarmita uvidalas haramutsu. He would also be allowed to eat a soft boiled egg and a pumpkin that is cooked up in ash, as these foods are generally not eaten with bread, so therefore are not included in the lashon tashlum.